This is a song. It's a song about a song. It's a song about a song. And it's going on and on. And it's going on and on and on. You make me.
Welcome to Friday, Explorer friends. I am so ready for some music and fun, aren't you? I'm Kate Archer Kent. We have the very special musical guests, Andrew and Polly, with us. Have you listened to their Ear Snacks podcast? This is their song called Dancing Pants.
Well, I'm gonna drive you crazy, and we'll jump around, jump high, and also jump down.
Do you like songs that are catchy and get stuck in your head? Tell us about them. Parents, lend a hand to dial to the beat. It's 800-642-1234. Andrew Barkan and Polly Hall love to sing and make music, so they started a band, of course, called Andrew and Polly, and a podcast where they can sing and talk about anything they want. It's called Ear Snacks. Andrew and Polly, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, Kate.
Good morning.
Good morning. Polly, when did you first start singing and making music? How old were you?
Oh, probably so small that I don't even remember, Kate. But I started playing the violin when I was just 3, which is crazy to me now because I have a 3-year-old. And I don't know if I can imagine her with a violin in her hands.
Ooh, that would have been a tiny violin. Just a very...
It was so small.
Andrew, what about you? When did you fall in love with music?
Oh, man. I sang in lots of choirs when I was little, and I grew up in San Francisco and got to sing in the big cathedral there up on Nob Hill. And I remember just loving harmony and echoes. I guess I've been doing vocal harmony ever since.
Oh, wow. So that really caught you. How did the two of you get together on music then? When did you discover you had something in common?
We met when we were in college and we were both studying music.
We were so little.
And many, many, many moons ago, of all different colors of moon. And I was making a record of songs that I had written. And a friend introduced us.
Was it a kid's record, Polly?
It was not for kids. We didn't find kids' music until much, much later when we were out of school and out of graduate school. And I was making music for commercials and Andrew was making music for film. And we looked at each other and we said, you know what? It would be nice if music were a little more fun for us sometimes.
Well, you were making music for grown-ups.
Yes, we were. And so we started writing music for kids we knew and singing songs. And we found that the joy that people have when they're singing together, especially families spending musical time together, is something that we decided we always wanted to have in our lives and spread and share with everyone we met. So then we started making music for kids so much of the time.
Andrew, what are some of the instruments around you in your life? What do you have there?
Ooh, we have instruments around us right now in our living room because, you know, that's where we live all the time now. I play a lot of keyboard instruments. I have this little keyboard here. And
Andrew.
Oh, Polly.
Which little keyboard?
Hold, please.
Kate can't hear it.
Oh, Kate. This one right here.
Wow.
I got a little keyboard.
What the heck was that?
Drums over here. There's an accordion around here somewhere. There's a glass.
What's that other thing? This one? That metally... thing. It has a lot of pieces that are long rectangles.
Do you mean the glockenspiel?
Excuse you. Gesundheit. Oh, that is much lovelier sounding than a sneeze, Andrew.
What do you play, Polly?
Well, right today I have with me a ukulele, which has, well, let's see if you can tell how many strings it has.
Ooh. One. Two. Three. Fleas?
No, there's not 3 strings. It's 4 strings.
Oh, 4 strings.
So I have a ukulele and I have a guitar over there. And of course, I have with me my body, which is my most important instrument. Hmm. It lets me sing and snap and clap and make funny sounds like this.
Ooh, that was good. You're just destined for radio. My goodness. Oh, that is awesome. So, you know, first of all, I have to say we're talking with Andrew and Polly. They're the hosts of the musical podcast Ear Snacks, and we're getting a taste of their life, their music. You can join in and ask them questions about songs that you like to hear, songs that you play, instruments that you play. Join in at 800-642-1234. Well, you've given us a taste of some of the sounds. What are your favorite sounds that you like, Andrew? Anything that really you like to incorporate in your music?
Oh my gosh, that is a wonderful question, Kate. We have the joy of having a full music studio, and we can draw from sounds from all over the world, or computer sounds, or real sounds that we send through microphones. In my work doing film music, I love to bring friends over, and we've done a little bit for our Andrew and Polly songs. You can hear it in that Dancing Pants song.
We have a lot of really cool
music friends.
Horns in that song.
Yeah, we have saxophones and trombones and trumpets.
A whole class of instruments that we call woodwinds.
Yeah, well, those are brass, of course.
Oh, they're brass.
Yes. There might be a clarinet in there.
Fact,
I'm trying to remember.
Police. Yeah. Time to check. The fact, please.
Beep, boop. But I also love making any kind of robot synthetic poppity sounds, but I am not as good at making those as Polly. She's the brains of the operation.
What do you think of computers in your music?
We use so many computers in our music. It's interesting. People ask me often, Polly, you've studied music for so long, and you started with a little tiny, tiny violin, and you went to school, and you learned so much music, and now you play all these instruments. What instrument do you play the most and the best? And often I say, the computer, because it really helps us interface and get all those sounds from any part of the world all together in our studio, whether there's a musician that comes to record, or they're recording now from home.
Yeah. Or there's kids or parents recording from their houses.
That's right.
And sending us stuff.
Yeah. So I guess probably the best, most used instrument in our studio is the computer. But maybe the second most is the voice. And that's sort of one of our favorite things about Ear Snacks, is that we have so many different voices from so many different people, kids and families and grown-up experts all over the world, sharing their voices and their ideas with our listeners.
We've had kids from Wisconsin and from Maryland and Arkansas and South Africa and all kinds
Brazil
of places.
Yeah. And
how can we find our voice if we don't think we have a voice for singing? How do you find it?
Oh, how do you find your voice for singing, Andrew?
Hmm.
If you're having a moment where you're feeling like you don't know if you want to sing out.
Let's see. Well, first of all, I'm trying to find it right now, Kate, because it's very early in the morning here in
You're right.
You live over by the beach in California.
but I normally don't even think about my body so much as I think about where the song will start and who I'm singing it to.
So you just start off and you don't think too hard and you just let your voice go.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it sounds when it comes out.
Well, let's
I
get
try
it.
I try not to think about what it's going to sound like when it comes out and more just let it.
You get it.
Well, let's get a taste of that. Let's listen to the song Friend Like You. Musicians Andrew and Polly are giving us a peek into their world. Tell us about your earworms. What is the song that always gets trapped in your head? 800-642-1234. We'll be back, lickety-split, with Andrew and Polly right here on the Ideas Network.
And you'll say, put on a smile and have a good day. It's so nice to have a friend like you. 'Cause when I'm feeling so very blue, I know I can call you up. And you'll say, put on a smile and have a good day. And I will share my spaghetti. I'll share my spaghetti with you.
We can take a walk to somewhere
and
new.
And we can jump up and down. We'll jump all around. It's nice to have a friend like you.
You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd, but you can be happy if you've a mind to. You can't take a shower.
I am so glad you can spend the hour with us. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent, and this is the song You Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd. Let's listen.
All you gotta do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down, do it, do it, do it.
I have a question for you. Is it better to learn facts about our world if you hear them in a song? Do you learn about history and science through music? What is your favorite song that tells a story? Grown-ups, lend a hand. Here comes our number, 800-642-1234. And we have special musical guests, Andrew and Polly, who are so awesome, and they stay with us. Well, Andrew, I want to find out for you, what in the world did you come up with a buffalo herd and roller skates? Where did that idea come from?
Well, that song is actually by a man named Roger Miller, who's done a number of awesome songs in the world.
So we'll have to thank him for those ideas.
But we wanted to sing it because that's a song off our most recent album, Go for the Moon, which is kind of about the absurdity of life as a parent or kid, and his song about all the things that you might want to attempt to do either as a child or as a parent just winging it, could work out, might not all work out, but that's not what you need to be happy. You don't need things to work out to be happy.
That's right, and it doesn't stop you from trying.
That's right.
Those crazy ideas that you might have.
Well, Travis called in from Mercer, and Travis couldn't stay with us, but wanted to know if either of you have heard of singer-songwriter Perry Grip. And Perry posts funny YouTube songs about things like burritos or tacos, Travis says, and they always get stuck in Travis's head.
Perry Grip is a favorite in our house.
He's on our dance party playlist that we have been playing a lot since, various lockdowns have been happening.
That's right. And let's see. There's a number of fantastic Perry Grip songs, but the one that we like the most in our house is Pancake Robot.
Pancake Robot.
So you can hear him on the Ear Snacks dance party playlist. You can hear him all over the place, making great, catchy, fun music.
Well, and he let us use that song, Polly, on our episode about tempo. Our last series of episodes on Ear Snacks were all about time and clocks and how time works in music and in life.
Mm.
And we thought about time being really important when you're thinking about cool dance tunes.
The musical word that we use for time in our studio is tempo.
Tempo.
And
yeah, let's hear a little bit of tempo right now.
It's now.
Oh my goodness. What in the world are you trying to teach us about tempo?
What in the world indeed?
Oh, Andrew, that idea came out so slowly. I can't handle it. Sometimes I need my ideas to go la 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 faster and they make my body jump up and down.
Your
really
ideas happen at all different speeds, Polly.
And so does music. Like Pancake Robot.
Mm.
I don't know if I can put you on the spot, Andrew, but what tempo?
Ooh.
Do you think Pancake Robot is, or do you remember from our episode?
Well, I have it pretty well ingrained in my head.
Oh, because yeah, we listen to it all
we
the time.
Dance. Yeah, let's see. Let's see. That's a little faster than your straight up metronome, your straight up 120. So I would go with like 138 beats per minute, perhaps.
That sounds a little faster than the speed that I like to walk my body down the sidewalk.
I often think of walking to about 100 beats per minute, which is the tempo of Staying Alive.
And then, of course, there's the speed that I like to hold my body and feel my body and move side to side slowly.
Mm.
That would be much slower than a walking tempo.
Yeah, I can't even get down there. 50, 60. Yeah,
maybe like maybe like near where your heartbeat is, ooh, which is usually, which is often around 60 when you're sitting.
Really? If you're so healthy.
Yeah.
I want to hear what chipmunk speed sounds like.
Ooh, oh my goodness.
Chipmunk speed?
Well, chipmunk speed. Let's see. Well, I don't know. Kate, do you have a favorite song that kids like? Like a kid's song?
So many. Now you're putting me on the spot, but I was just thinking about what speed Wheels on the Bus would be, because we can really chipmunk fast, really slow.
Yeah. So, you know, Wheels on the Bus. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round, but not if you're a chipmunk. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round.
That is the first rendition I have heard where you've incorporated chipmunks, and I think that is much better.
We might want to do it as whales too.
Oh, whales! The whales on the bus.
Yeah, you do whales on the bus.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
It's almost like there's no tempo. It's just really
round.
I think we are stuck in the mud.
Oh, no. Don't get stuck in the mud.
Yeah, that'll happen in the summertime. Just take it easy. Don't panic. Everything will be okay.
So how do you decide how fast a song should go or how slow a song should go?
Well, that is something we talk about in our episode about tempo, because sometimes when we're recording a song that we've written and we've sung with our friends, we aren't just thinking, do we want it to go really, really slow or do we want it to go really, really fast? We're really thinking there might be like a speed where this song really clicks, where it feels good for the ideas. It feels good for the music. It feels good for the words. It feels good for your body.
Now, Kate, I know you're in radio, but do you have a podcast player on your phone?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't know if you've noticed, but podcast players, they have different speeds that mm-hmm. you can play podcasts at. Most people play their podcast at 1x speed, which is the speed that it was recorded at. But you can speed it up even to 1.5x or 2x, which is super chipmunk, or super slow 1/2x. And those are big changes in tempo.
And it's something we investigate on the podcast because we do something where we ask our listeners, try listening to this faster, try listening to it slower, and we try talking at different speeds and seeing what might happen.
Mm. I wonder what speed the Grapes song is at. Could you play a little bit and we can see?
We can, but Andrew will have to start it off.
I do, but yeah.
Because
only one of me. I can't play drums and keyboards at the same time, Polly.
Oh, you can play everything at the same time. That's one of the amazing, magical things about Andrew Robot. But Andrew has something that always counts off the tempo to this song. So whether we're playing it on the recording with all kinds of instruments from our studio, or we're just walking down the street and all we have is a ukulele, and we see somebody and they say, oh my gosh, I saw you last week at the bookstore and now I want you to play Grapes. And we can start it off wherever we are. And
no problem.
This is how we do it. So I was at this party the other day and I met this really funny guy who had green pants. And he was telling me this story. It was like, blah, blah,
blah, blah.
And I was like,
I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna eat some grapes. La 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 grapes. La 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 grapes. La 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 grapes.
Tell us more about that story, Polly.
Okay, well, I said, I bet you're really nice. I bet your story's really interesting.
Grapes, 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 grapes.
I don't wanna hear it twice. 'Cause I'm starving.
Now
I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna eat some grapes. La 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 grapes. La 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 grapes. La 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 grapes. La 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 grapes. La la grapes. La la grapes. I wanna go home, go home.
Which is where I am.
I wanna go home, go home. I wanna go.
I wanna go.
Wanna go. Na 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 na.
I think I'm gonna call my friend.
Boop. Hello.
Oh, hey, Andrew.
Oh, hi, Polly.
What you doing?
I'm doing what I do every day. I'm here in my house.
Yeah, but today,
today?
Are you doing specifically?
Oh, I'm on Wisconsin Public Radio with Kate. Oh, where are you?
I am also at my house.
What?
And I'm also talking to Kate and all of our friends on the Ideas Network at Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, get out of town. Wait, I'm here. Where are you?
Andrew, I'm right here.
Oh.
I'm right here. Oh. We're sharing a microphone.
Hi.
That's not true. We have two microphones.
We have two microphones. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm right here. Anyway, hey. After this, since we haven't had breakfast yet, do you want to like check in the fridge and see if we have any grapes?
Sure. That sounds grape.
Did you just say that? That sounds grape.
I love it. This is so much fun. And if I were any other fruit, I'd feel a little bit left out. We're talking with Andrew and Polly, sharing their grape song. They have the podcast Ear Snacks. And we will continue to pass around ear snacks right after this non-ear snacks buttoned up newscast. Boo! On the Ideas Network. Anything we got now. Cause I'm an itty bitty little kind of dinosaur. With a fierce shadow. Hey, 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 hey. Stop and listen to the tune, Explorer friends. I'm Kate Archer Kent, and we're talking with the fabulous musicians, Andrew and Polly, from the podcast Ear Snacks. This is their song called When You're a Dog. Hey, mama, you, mama, when the day is through, mama, chasing the tall shadows between the trees. I may be small, but I'm tough. What does your dog do all day? Is there a song they like to howl to? What is it? Tell us about what you and your dog like to sing to. Here comes the number. Help us out, grown-ups. 800-642-1234. Andrew and Polly are taking us through their amazing musical world, and they stay with us. So you really like animals, I bet, because, you know, that's about the life of a dog. You also write about giraffes. What would be your favorite animal if you couldn't be a human?
No, Andrew's pointing at me, but I'm pointing at him. Neither one of us wants to have to pick an animal first. There's so many good ones.
Our 3-year-old daughter is really into okapis right now. which, I don't know if you know about an okapi. You might think they're related to a zebra because they have kind of zebra pants. But they're more closely related to a giraffe. But they're very shy and reclusive, and they live in the rainforest by themselves. And I thought maybe if I could be an okapi, I could just be in a rainforest by myself for a minute.
Oh, that sounds
really nice.
That's a nice idea. What other animals would I like to try out being?
You like flying?
I would like to fly, but also I might like to be a narwhal.
Narwhals don't fly.
Narwhals don't fly. No. Something else.
What
is it that they do? They climb up mountains.
That's right. Yes.
No, they burrow in holes under the ground.
No.
They do something. Oh, they swim.
They do.
Water. And you live near water.
Coming out of their forehead?
They do have something coming out of their forehead.
What?
Forehead.
Forehead?
Their forehead. They're the unicorn of the sea.
Oh.
They have one horn that comes right out of their forehead. And that seems like a pretty magical thing.
Unicorns aren't real though, Polly.
No, but narwhals are very real.
Really?
And that's science.
How does science come through in Ear Snacks? What can we learn through songs?
Ear Snacks is not about anything in particular, but
it's about everything.
Everything. We discovered early on. We started Ear Snacks when our oldest kid, who is now 6, it was 1, so it's our 5-year birthday.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday,
Andrew.
Happy birthday, Polly. but it's all about exploring the world from what you know. It's about figuring out what you know, whether you're a grown-up or a kid, or one of the many quote-unquote experts we have on our show.
Everyone who comes on our show is an expert.
That's true, yeah. And so we help kids figure out, we ask them questions, and we get their parents to ask them questions that they know the answers to, or that they can, so they can figure out what they know about any of the things in their world, in their house or in their backyard. And then we help them ask questions the next questions. What's beyond that? And that's really what science is. It's about figuring out what you know and figuring out what you don't know yet, and how to explore
it. To what you don't know, the answer to what you don't know.
Yeah.
And on Ear Snacks, we love to use music and science and thinking about the world to let people stretch their brains. Mm-hmm. And we found that's one of the best ways for kids and grownups to learn is to start with something you wonder about and wonder, what do I know about that already? And what do I need to find out to know more?
That sounds just wonderful. I'm wondering if you could help us make some music at home, because when we think of instruments, we think of guitars and pianos, but there are things in our kitchen that we could certainly use. Let's take a listen. What is that?
What is that sound, Andrew?
That was a very eerie kind of sound.
Yeah, it was kind of like a ooh. If you're listening at home, what do you think that sound was? Of course, I know the answer. I was there. Actually, I wasn't in the same room.
No.
As that sound when it was made. That sound was made by Sarah Louise Calloway
from Kentucky
Public Radio in Louisville. And what she did was take a glass in her kitchen and fill it with water.
Mm.
And she touched her finger into the water. And then she took her finger and traced
the edge
of the circle of the top of the glass until it made that ringing noise.
Mm. The whole glass was just vibrating to make that sound?
Yes. The whole glass started to shake just tiny, tiny little bit that you couldn't see.
Mm.
But you could hear.
Hmm.
And that experiment we did together in a series of episodes where we talked about glasses. And in that particular episode, we were talking about musical glass, because there are actually some instruments that are made of glass, even though glass is an unlikely material for an instrument. Why would you think it's unlikely, Andrew?
Let me see. Because you could drop it.
You could drop it. And we do all the time.
Oh, right. And also there's less glass around in the world than there is wood or rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also very breakable. So it's not something you'd necessarily want to hit. It's definitely an activity you'd want to do with a grown up. But it is an activity you could do. You could take different glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah Louise Calloway traces her finger on the circle of the top of the glass.
I think that's a wine glass that she was using.
That's a wine glass. But if you have any glasses or bottles in your house with a grown up, one activity we like to do.
Empty bottles,
yep. Empty glasses with a grown up in a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even with a towel on a table or the floor or a counter.
Mm-hmm.
Put different amounts of water in them.
Ooh.
And then take something that's a little hard, but a little bit soft.
Okay. So not a hammer.
No. Definitely not a hammer.
But not a feather.
And not a feather.
No.
Something I'm thinking of is like a pencil or a pen or a spoon that has a sock on it.
Mm.
And you can tap the glass and tap all the different glasses with all the different amounts of water and see what you hear.
Yeah, you could even use a bunch of the same kinds of glasses or bottles, like four or five wine bottles. If you have those empty lying around, you could fill those with different levels and see if there's different pitches.
Ooh. And you might be able to make a song out of it.
And a song comes together then.
Yeah.
You start to make music in your kitchen.
Music is really just organized noise,
mm-hmm.
and everything is organized noise at the moment. So.
Unless it's unorganized.
unless it's disorganized.
Oh, yes.
How do you know when music is catchy, that it really gets us in our heads like an earworm? How does that happen?
Usually a song comes into my head, maybe not all of it, but a part of it, and it just won't leave.
Do you mean like the Magic School Bus theme?
The Magic School Bus theme, the new one, the Lin-Manuel Miranda one. Oh my goodness. But often if we have a little song fragment, a little piece of a song, it'll start as a piece and it won't get out of my head.
Do you mean like, I'm going to go home?
Yeah.
Like that?
And I'm going to eat some grapes. That's right.
You started singing that in the car one time.
I know. And then I just didn't stop. You didn't and now stop. I've been singing it for like 6 years. 5 years.
We are talking with Andrew and Polly. They're hosts of the musical podcast Ear Snacks. We're exploring their musical talents, the world of singing and songwriting, all of those earworms, catchy songs. Have you written a catchy song? Why not share it with us? We're at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Martha now, joining us from Menominee. Hi, Martha.
Hi, this is so much fun. I get to do bluegrass music camps for kids and adults, and bluegrass music is such fun music, but the younger folks often end up, you know, learning from the older folks, which is a great intergenerational thing with bluegrass music. Unfortunately, they sing murder ballads and moonshine songs. So I love what your guests are doing for songs about animals and fun things like that. Now, instruments around the house, I'm thinking there's a lot of kids home today that could get access to two large spoons. And we use spoons a lot just for fun in bluegrass music. Maybe your guests could show us and talk about how to play the spoons.
Huh, Martha, thank you. I think Andrew is running for spoons right now. Stay tuned.
He absolutely is.
Spoons are in the house. Spoons are coming in the house. Andrew, spoons.
Here they come.
There's two for you,
Bob. Oh, two for me. Thank you. Okay,
well,
not for you.
Well, it's an instrument everyone has. You know, most people have them.
Okay.
Lots of tangled cords.
We're unplugged. We've found the spoons, Kate.
All right.
And these are two. I have two similar sized kitchen spoons. We can't hear you for 1 second. Let's see. I think to play the spoons. I'm not a spoon expert, but.
But you play one on podcast?
On podcast. If you are holding two spoons in front of
you. I am. I'm holding two spoons.
Okay, Polly.
But if you're listening at home, are you holding two spoons?
Hmm.
Okay. All right.
So if they're facing you as though, you know, the...
We're in the car. Did you bring your spoons in the car?
You may have. Okay.
All right. I got my spoons.
Yeah. So there's the concave.
Great idea, Martha.
The concave part. Yeah. Is that right? So you want them kind of...
That's the part that sticks out. Yeah. Not the part that slopes in.
Oh, right. Yes. Well...
It's the back of your food shovel.
The back of your food shovels should be facing each other.
Like knock them together. Like hold one in each hand and then go like.
Yeah. Okay. And then I think spoon players, don't they? They put their finger, they hold them in one hand.
Yes. And I'm going to tell you, you've got 30 in between, seconds so to the break them. Here. So
Andrew, you have 30 seconds
30
on spoon.
Seconds okay, to spoon.
That's spoons.
I love it. This is amazing. Okay. Martha, spoons, such a great idea. We'll be back in a minute. Andrew and Polly here on the Ideas Network.
A is for apple.
B is for banana.
C is for cherries?
Yeah. D is for dragon fruit.
E is for eggplant fruit.
F is for fruit fruit.
G is for...
Hey there, explorers. Happy Friday. Happy Elfabet. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the song called Fruitfabet by our awesome Ear Snacks hosts, Andrew and Polly. And they stay with us. You can still ask a question, by the way, to them. 800-642-1234. Well, Andrew and Polly, when you go through the alphabet and think of all those fruits, I'm wondering how did that song come together?
That song was a car game that we played with our son when stuck in traffic.
I think it may predate our son. I think it just speaks to the absurdity of our minds.
Oh, yeah. No, I was trying to keep you awake driving home. That's what it was. Yeah.
It's a game that we like to play a lot. We play it with a lot of different topics. Yeah. And the very first one was fruit.
Yeah.
and we try to go through the whole alphabet on a topic.
Yeah, so that made it a fruitfabet. But if you're driving with your kids and you need to list,
or you're stuck at home,
or yeah,
you've got 6 minutes until the macaroni and cheese is ready.
Yeah, it can be a dessert fabet. It could be a game fabet. You can
ball fabet.
Oh sure, ball fabet. Yeah.
Or we tried the other day a pasta fabet, which was very tricky.
What pasta starts with A?
A piece of pasta that's hot.
Oh yeah,
butter on it that I'm eating.
B is for butter noodles.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I understand that you have a surprise song for us. We would love to hear it.
Well, we were trying to think about what song we might sing. Hmm. There are so many songs that we love to sing with our friends. But here is one that was written by Ella Jenkins that I have been singing sometimes with friends.
At a preschool.
Yeah, and virtually, since so many of us are doing concerts through our computers to where people are living. And so this song is by Ella Jenkins. And the thing is that Andrew doesn't know it.
No, what? A new song?
So, Andrew.
Yes?
You will have to...
I'm going to listen to you?
Yeah, you'll have to listen to what I sing. And then learn a little bit about what I sing, and then you can try it with me. And if you're listening at home, you can do it too.
Okay.
And I'm going to try one thing real quick. I'm going to try switching how my earphones are plugged into the computer. Because when Andrew went to get spoons, we accidentally lost our sound out. So hold on one second.
Yeah, it's very adventurous over here.
But I think this will be just fine. So, all right. So we'll try this song. Mm-hmm. By Ella Jenkins, who is a wonderful, wonderful, amazing musician and made lots of great music for kids. Mm-hmm. And it's called You Sing a Song and I'll Sing a Song. So, Andrew, listen, and this is how it starts.
Okay.
It's like this.
Yeah.
You sing a song and I'll sing a song, then we'll sing a song together. You'll sing a song and I'll sing a song. In warm or wintry weather. Did you get that?
I sort of did. Maybe.
You want to try it with me? And, you know, if you don't get it all right the very first time, that's okay.
It's okay?
You just let your voice out.
I just let my voice out. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so it goes like this. 1, 2, 3.
You sing a song, and I'll sing a song, then we'll sing a song together. You sing a song, and I'll sing a song, in warm or wintry weather.
That's exactly right.
That was close. Yeah.
And then we can try it again.
Sure.
But sometimes she sings different words because there's so many different ways you could make music with somebody.
Mm.
Like, for example, you hum a line, and I'll hum a line, then we'll hum a line together. You hum a line, and I'll hum a line, in more and more wintry weather.
Let's try it. Room, room, ba-doom, room, room, ba-doom, room, room, ba-doom, room, 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 ba-doom, room, room, ba-doom, room.
Now this one's going to be your favorite. You whistle a while, and I'll whistle a while. We'll whistle a while together. You whistle a while, and I'll whistle a while, in warm or wintry weather. Go ahead, Andrew. Song and I'll sing a song,
and we'll sing a song together. You sing a song, and I'll sing a song, in warm or wintry weather.
Which I hear it's going to be very warm for you guys.
Oh, 80s or 90s.
Right now, this weekend.
That was brilliant. Thank you so much for that. And wow, Andrew, that's quite the whistling.
Thank you.
How did you learn to whistle like that?
I was on the back steps of my parents' house in San Francisco, and
so it must have been a very foggy day.
Of course, it was foggy. I believe I was shucking corn because my dad made me do that, and eventually I liked it. and I needed to do something else with my brain. Has anyone else been doing something and needed to do something else with their brain? Like our oldest kid all the time. He can't sit at the table without doing something with his brain.
Nice to come up with a challenge.
Yeah, like a challenge. Yeah. So I tried to, you know, teaching someone to whistle is one of the hardest things to do. Whistling and snapping are tricky. And snapping, you can see with your eyes. You can see your hands when you're trying to figure it out.
But you can't really see on the inside of somebody's mouth while they're trying to whistle. It's really hard. I've tried to look in Andrew's mouth while he's whistling, but it just doesn't. I can't. No.
Yeah, that's a big trial and error one. You just gotta put your lips together and blow, as they say.
So how do you start? Well, one thing we've thought about is you make a circle with your mouth.
Oh, the shape of your lips?
Yeah. You make a circle with your lips.
Ooh shape.
If you make a circle with your lips, it's hard to understand what people are saying. You can't hear it.
No.
So the person who's explaining should not make the circle.
So you don't make a circle with your lips.
Yeah, so you make the circle with your lips, and then you send some air out, and make sure you have lots of space, and you're in your house where it's safe to be sending air out like that.
I think there's too much space in my mouth, though. Because it was just making a wind sound.
Yeah, well, it starts out as a wind sound if you have too big of a circle, but you can change the way that where your tongue is in your mouth, and you can change where your lips are, what kind of circle they are, sounds you can make until all of a sudden you'll get that wind sound to turn in. But it starts as a wind sound, and then it turns into a little bit of a note, and then it becomes music.
Brilliant. Oh, wow. Well, I want to end with another way we can make music, and we don't need any instruments. That's with our hands. Can you lead us in the hand clapping game?
Yes. Let me set my guitar down and make sure not to knock over our spoons. So we had an episode of Ear Snacks.
All about hands. Yeah.
And ways you can use your hands and ways that you need to make sure you're thinking about using your hands before you use them.
Yeah.
And we had a really fantastic guest on the show, a musician who we love, who makes music for kids and families, named Jazzy Ash. And she has awesome music. So if you aren't listening to her, we recommend her music. It's fantastic.
And she did an entire record of songs based on all of the hand clapping games that she learned as a kid, and that she did a whole bunch of research about the hand clapping games people have played in schoolyards for 100 years.
That's right. And so she came on the show and we talked about hand clapping games, and there's a lot of them that you can do.
And can you take us to the end here, because we're almost short of time. Oh, so let's do the hand clapping really quickly.
Okay, so one of our very favorite ones is called Slide.
Okay.
And this is a good one to play in your house.
Look it up on internet.
Look it up on internet. But you grab an elbow and then you go slide. And then
cross, clap, cross, clap, back, forward, clap, cross, clap, cross, clap, cross, clap, back, cross, clap, back.
And then you play until you fall over in fits of giggles.
I love it. Oh my goodness. Andrew and Polly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks,
for having us on, Kate.
So much fun. We have to say goodbye to our new friends, Andrew and Polly from Ear Snacks. We have a link to their podcast creations. Just go to WPR.org/kids. That's where you can hear all of our Explorers Club series. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Keep on moving and grooving with Dancing Pants. And remember, I is for Imaginary Fruit, or the Ideas Network.
Now for that something, something. Music that's bumping, bumping. When it gets to jumping, jumping, let go and just. It's like a funny feeling. That funky monkey feeling. Chimpanzee up to the ceiling. Like a billion Elvis fans. You heard of antsy pants. We talking dancy pants. Put on them fancy pants and freak out like an ambulance.
I'm gonna drive you crazy.